Dobar dan. Dobrodošli u OHR. Pregovori na Vlašiću bi trebalo trajati do 27. s mogućnošću da se produže do prije podnevnih sati 28. aprila. Mi očekujemo da će se postići političko rješenje koje će pridržavati tri principa Europske unije. Sigurno ih već poznajete. Učesnici su se usaglasili da sada neće komentarisati ishod razgovora na Vlašiću, jer bi to naravno utjecalo na razgovore koji su u toku. Toliko za sada iz OHR-a.
Dobar dan. Dvije kratke izjave od OSCE-a. Preko 500 ljudi širom Bosne i Hercegovine su učestvovali na 7. obrazovnom forumu protekle subote 23. aprila u Sarajevu. Na osnovu preporuka koje su predstavili preko 500 učesnika tri mini foruma koji su se održali širom zemlje od 12. do 15. aprila, učenici, roditelji, nastavnici, obrazovni stručnjaci kao i zvaničnici kantonalnih, entitetskih i državnih vlasti su razgovarali o raslojenom bosansko-hercegovačkom obrazovnom sistemu. Ove preporuke se mogu naći na našoj web stranici i bit će osnova za buduće razgovore. Misija OSCE-a u BiH je nedavno izdala izvještaj pod nazivom Pokretanje debate poštuje li Bosni i Hercegovina svoje međunarodne obaveze na polju obrazovanja, koji je dao dobru osnovu za ovaj forum sa učesnicima koji su tražili odgovor na pitanja koja su iznešena u samom izvještaju, a koja se odnosi na mogućnost države da interno implementira reformu i da osigura poštivanje obaveza na polju obrazovanja, kao što je osiguranje pristupačnog, prihvatljivog i efikasnog obrazovanja na sve građane. Dok se stavaju o tome kako ići naprijed dosta razlikuju, u ovom momentu opće mišljenje je da trenutna struktura ne funkcioniše i da je potrebno više truda i rada kako bi se poboljšalo obrazovanje u Bosni i Hercegovini. I druga najava za danas. Predstavnici 27 općina i nevladnih organizacija širom Bosne i Hercegovine će sutra 27. aprila u 12 sati u amfiteatru Unitika u Sarajevu primiti certifikat o priznavanju za uspješno završetak OSCE-ovog projekta komunikacije s građanima i učešće građana pod nazivom COPI. Ambasador Douglas Davison, šef misije OSCE-a u Bosni i Hercegovini, i Kate Knight Sands, zamjenica ambasadora Velike Britanije u Sarajevu, će održati pozdravne govore, obratiti se diplomantima i dodijeliti certifikate. Ovaj projekt je implementiran kroz 6 interaktivnih radionica održanih u Sarajevu, Mostaru, Tuzli i Banja Luci, a uključuje 27 općina Bosne i Hercegovine. COMPI inicijativa je dovela do nekih konkretnih rezultata u svakoj od tih općina, a ovaj projekt je promovirao važnost suradnje između lokalnih vlasti i građana kroz implementaciju zajedničkih inicijativa koje bi dovele do živog poboljšanja za njihove zajednice. Naravno, sama dodjela certifikata diplomantima je otvoren događaj i nadam se da ćete ga popraviti. Hvala.
Dobar dan. Juče kasno poslije podne u prostorijama EUPM-a završen je sastanak između komesara EUPM-a Kevina Cartija i gospodina Jamesa Kimsija, predsjedavajućeg ICMP-a, zatim predstavnika federalne policije, policije Republike Srpske, ureda državnog tužitelja i predstavnicima SIPE. Tokom sastanka razgovaralo se o rješavanju pitanja nestalih lica u Bosni i Hercegovini. Učesnici su također razgovarali o načinima unapređenja saradnje između ovih nadležnih bosansko-hercegovačkih agencija za provedbu zakona i ICMP-a. Na kraju sastanka složili su se da se uspostavi radna grupa koja bi imala zadatak da koordinira potpisivanje memoranduma o razumijevanju. Ovaj memorandum o razumijevanju poslužio bi kao sredstvo za razvoj profesionalne i efikasne saradnje i razmjene informacija između Agencija za provedbu zakona u Bosni i Hercegovini, ICMP-a i Instituta za traženje nestalih u Bosni i Hercegovini, a koje bosansko-hercegovačke vlasti trebaju formiti u skoroj budućnosti. Komesar Kart je ovom prilikom ponudio pomoć EUPM-a u koordiniranju uspostave radne grupe kao i potpisivanja samog memoranduma. Gospodin Kimsi je bio veoma zadovoljan rezultatom ovoga sastanka i naravno zahvalio se svim učesnicima na uloženom naporu da se napravi korak naprijed u stvaranju održivog procesa u rješavanju pitanja nestalih lica u Bosni i Hercegovini. Toliko od mene i hvala.
Okay. How do you do? I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Lieutenant Commander Frank Coburn, Royal Navy from the United Kingdom. I am the UFO spokesman, and I anticipate that I'll be here until October 2005. Thank you very much.
Good morning from NATO. I have 2 points for you today. Yesterday, NATO conducted search operations at 2 locations in Pale. Both properties were owned by a Mr. Zeliko Malyukin. In the press release that we issued yesterday, we stated that our investigation led to the seizure of a quantity of illegal arms and ordnance for which Mr. Malyukin was arrested by the Republic of Srpska Police. I can now give you more details of that seizure. It consisted of approximately 10,000 rounds of 7.62mm armor-piercing ammunition, about 8 rifle grenades, a quantity of mortar rounds, smoke grenades, and approximately 3,000 rounds of various ammunition. And this investigation is now in the hands of the RS Police. And secondly, tomorrow we have a meeting of the Defence Reform Commission, and following that meeting, a special press conference will be held. It will be held at the Unitic Towers, Tower A, on the 19th floor at 4:30 in the afternoon, immediately after the Defence Reform Commission. We invite all media, and our office will be issuing a press release later in the day to confirm these arrangements. Thank you.
Hvala. Naravno da vas samo podsjetim da na našem web sajtu možete naći transkript današnje press konferencije ako niste bili u prilici da možda čujete neke detalje. Ima li pitanja? Nedime. Nedime ovdje. Treći red.
It's not a proper question, but rather a plea for all of you, especially NATO and UFOR, to try to better coordinate what's being said to media, because we had a very, very difficult situation yesterday where 2 groups of media kept receiving 2 different sets of information on what you were doing there, and still you didn't say anything about this operation yesterday being linked to Mladic, while your colleague, you know, said is in situations like this, in stories like this, very sensitive, very important, it would be good if you speak on the record at least to coordinate what you're saying. Otherwise, you're putting some of us at disadvantage this time and others next time. Thank you.
Okay, if I could reply to that. I think yesterday we actually coordinated our messages quite well. Major Mood, the former spokesman, was actually on scene with the military authorities, with the RS police, at the scene of the raid in Pale. He was at both locations. He gave interviews and he gave comments to press that went to the scene. I was at the NATO base, and I was in telephone contact throughout the day with Major Mood and with UFOR. Our lines were consistent. We gave information as it developed during the day. You have to realize that these operations are fluid. We performed 1 operation, which led to a 2nd operation, which led to a weapon seizure. And as that information developed, it was released to the media as it was confirmed and as it was appropriate. And that was followed up with a press release at the end of the day that summarized everything we were able to say. So I take your point about coordination, but I don't think yesterday is a subject for which we should be criticized. There was much speculation in the media about who this man was and what his linkage was to certain wanted persons. We did not confirm that. We never do. If we do a search, we do not link it to an individual. So that is my reply.
Can you just clarify who was arrested? Because NATO statement said it was Željko Malyukin, while the Republika Srpska police said it was his father Danilo. So who is in jail now?
The person that was arrested was Mr. Zeliko Malyukin. He was the owner of the business at which a quantity of illegal weapons and ordnance were discovered. Those weapons have been seized, and as I said, this is now a law enforcement issue, not a NATO issue. And it is the RS police that will pursue this.
Ako nema više pitanja, hvala vam lijepo što ste došli.